Ethel Murphy. Would the name Hightower mean anything to you? What would that mean to you?
Yes.
What does that name mean to you?
It used to be my surname.
That's why we're giving it to you, because some people think that when people come in, name makers who take their names to give them leaflets, which I never see, they think, well, they get the name. But I'm telling you, your name before, the name you put down here, though, would be, if you put down anything, would be Ethel Murphy.
Yes.
But in each service, I tell several what their names have been. Ethel Hightower.
Yes.
God Almighty! I see the aura of Texas. Texas. You associate with Texas? Is that in your background?
Yes.
Four children.
Yes.
One boy, three girls.
That's right.
Son.
Yes.
Jack Lacey on your mind.
Yes, yes, yes.
Spirit, who, he said, the word would discern the thoughts. God would discern the thoughts of the mind and know the intents of the heart. You said once in your heart, my child's daddy and I separated when my child was 2 years old.
Yes.
And my hubby married twice after we separated.
Yes.
He is dead now.
Yes.
His name was Hillary.
Yes, yes, yes.
He was born in the spring of the year.
Yes.
March.
Yes.
Your second husband is dead too.
Yes.
God Almighty. There's a lady you know that from British Honduras.
Yes, I do.
This woman has a son named Ronald.
Yeah.
The right hand. The right hand is in trouble. Tell her that the one that cares about our diseases is at Hoover and Alvarado.
Yeah.
Spirit. Just a moment. But more than anything, I'm talking about the problem you've been having in the chest. Right here in the chest area.
Yes.
It's been building up even here today.
Yes, it has.
But I have come. I have come to break all the bonds that hold you.
Yes.
To loose the heavy burdens.
Yes.
I have come to set the captive free.
Yes.
I have come to give you a new heart right now.
Yes.
Boom. Boom, 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 boom. Now it's gone. Now it's gone. Now you don't have any heaviness, do you? The heaviness all gone now?
Yes.
You've got a new heart, child, so just rejoice. Praise God. Someone by the name of Hill in San Jose, is there? Hill? Helen? Helen, hands clasped. Is that Santa Clara County?
Yes.
I see. Do you have anything to do with any office at 70 Reading or Heading Street? Just say yes or no.
Yes.
That's sufficient. I don't know anything about you, is that correct?
I'm
not familiar with your life in any way. I see you at some time locking a garage door with your left hand.
Correct.
Very valuable that I do see it. Because on that particular time, on that particular occasion, someone would be lurking to do you great harm. But I can see where man cannot see. I can look beyond the walls
thank you, my God.
Spirit. No, I'm not through. Hands clasped. Do you have any animal named Trixie?
Yes.
As I said, I know nothing of your life. I've never met you personally. You never told me anything or anyone here. Is that correct?
Correct.
You believe that God works through me in a mighty way?
Yes, I do.
That's what it takes. Just that.
Yes, I do. Oh,
just that. Just that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You go to a doctor in Sunnyvale, do you?
Yes.
I see. It's good. You once had some great difficulty in your body.
Yes.
In Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I see. 6 months. Siege in a hospital?
Yes.
Terrible tumor.
Yes.
I see something forming in your bowels in the back. I see some difficulty that you have in your back and your side.
Correct.
Sister, you go to the bathroom and you'll be free of the most horrible fate that anybody can free you of. I'll take the growth away. Hallelujah. There's the growth. There's the growth. There's the growth. Spirit. Catherine Gomez. Who is this? Stand right there. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Who is Domingo?
Carolyn.
Hmm?
My daughter.
I see. Carolyn, did you lose someone before you knew me? Someone
yes.
Far away. As far away to the East Coast?
Yes, my daughter.
You've not spoken to me about that. Is that correct?
That's right.
Does she have two growths, two? Does she have tumors, you say?
What was that?
Did she have some tumors?
Yes.
You are Latin, aren't you?
Yes.
From Mexico.
Yes.
Hands clasped. I've got to make a notation of some need. You certainly had your share.
Sir?
Children with tumors, I say you've had your share.
Yes.
Son with a hemorrhage that went to the spine.
Yes.
You've had your share. This has been a bad cycle. It's been a bad cycle. May the spirit and the consciousness of the presence of God meet and satisfy every good desire. If you find yourself in a living room with a blue carpet, the moment you do, reach down and touch it with this cloth. Will you do that?
Yes.
Hands clasped. Your husband is older in years, isn't it?
Yes.
Hands clasped. He's older than you, I would gather.
Yes.
Hands clasped. That means to change your hand. There's some problem in his back.
Sir?
There's some problem in his back. Some arthritic spinal problem.
Yes.
I would urge you to see if you can get him under my contact, because it's more serious than that, and he does need a touch from me. Spirit of God now. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. I'm concerned in your chest. In your chest, this heart is not beating regularly.
Yes, that's right.
Right now, the Spirit of God discerns that. As you've told me nothing, I know nothing of your life, but I am here to lift you up because I have come in the fathership concern, in the fathership consciousness, and I reach out in the love that I am, that God is, that He always shall be, and I heal your body. I heal your body. You should feel light in the glow.
Thank you.
Spirit, Spirit of God.
Thank you.
Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Praise, praise, praise. Praise, praise, praise. Do you feel a warmth in your chest now? Do you feel a warmth? I want you to feel a warmth in your chest.
Yes.
You feel that warmth?
Yes.
And it's done. It's done. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. You alone, alone to bear it all. Just ask for strength and keep right on toiling. Though the teardrops fall, we have the joy of this assurance. Our Heavenly Father, He always answers prayer. Oh, you know I'm so glad my Ella Mae McGinnis, hands clasped. You had your share of difficulties this year. You had disappointment by one of your friends.
Yes.
Spirit of God. To even steal your money, I see.
Yes.
All your money. Hands clasped. Do you have a daughter?
Yes.
Who has 4 children?
Yes.
2 boys and 2 girls?
Yes.
Hands clasped. Would you be in a blue car at any time?
Yes.
Do you have a floral design on the bottom of a white slip?
Yes.
An underslip. Spirit of God, Spirit of God. Hands clasped. As I see something that has to be taken care of very, very, very soon. Do you have a pink button-down front sweater?
Yes.
This green design on the sweater?
Yes.
Will you place this on the slip that I told you, the underslip?
Yes.
And this on the green sweater. Hands clasped now. You were operated some many years ago.
Yes.
Thyroid.
Yes.
Something, the glands?
Yes.
Removed?
Yes.
Hands clasped. Well, child, you don't need to be concerned. There is something in your body still in the throat that gives trouble from time to time.
Yes.
But it's the thing I'm best known for. Tumors. Kira jishamakorinvasta. Just swallow deeply 3 times and it'll take care of it. Just swallow deeply 3 times. Now swallow again and see how easy it is. It's all right now, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank God. Thank God. Just roll away. Roll away. This will save your daughter from an untimely death. And all of the 4 children. Send it on its way in the name that I've come. In the name that I've come. Sister Williams. Is there a Sister Williams on 88th somewhere? 88th. Your hands clasped. God, in your heart, you say that I'm God sent.
Yes, I did. I certainly did, and I've been praying all day and asking the Lord to enable me to come.
Don't say anything more. I'm telling you what's in your heart.
Okay.
So you don't need to tell me. If I can tell you what's in your mind and your heart,
okay,
then I can certainly reach you. God Almighty, our hands clasped. You have been so good. You've been so good to take care of another loved one till you've worn your own heart down. Your heart has been giving you trouble today. The Spirit of God has come to you to build your faith. Said faith does not come by reading. As much as we love the truths that are in the Bible, the truths must be brought out by a prophet. How can we hear without a preacher? How can he preach lest he be sent? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 4:12 tells us what the word is. It says it will discern the thoughts, and it will know the intents of the heart. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. My sister, I shall reach into your thoughts so that I can build your faith.
Thank you.
You are from Louisiana?
Yes.
Been here since 1951?
Yes.
God Almighty. God Almighty. You have a sister?
Yes.
That is also very ill?
Yes.
You have a sister in Louisiana, is it?
No, in California.
Has 12, some nearly a dozen children.
Yes.
You lost your husband in 1944 from the same thing that you're suffering with now, a heart attack.
Yes.
You never told me or anyone here about that.
No.
About your thought, but God, or anything about you, but God hears and he answers prayer if you know him.
No.
Spirit, if you know him.
No.
You also have some trouble in your female area. You lost a child when you were... Well, you lost a child one time, didn't you?
Yes.
Child... I see. I don't want to say anything about that. Let's say you would have had twins. Is that possible?
Not as I know, sir.
Did you have any... I see. Well, there's one that would have had twins in your family.
Yes.
But the doctor only took one after birth.
That's right.
Someone died of blood poisoning.
That's right.
Spirit of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Spirit
Jesus.
Of God. Now, sister, I lift you in the name of Jesus, because I've ferreted out things about Mary there that no one knows on earth but God. Now, I lift your body. I reach out to touch you. I touch your chest through the Holy Spirit of God. I move the pain and the difficulty from your abdomen and your chest. I lift it now in the name of Jesus. Do you hear me, sister? I lift it in the name of Jesus, because I come in the name of Jesus. I'm walking and talking in the name of Jesus. And I lift you. Lift your hands, sister. Breathe deeply. Now the difficulty should leave your body. It should leave your body. Is it gone, darling?
Yes.
So thank God. Let's thank God and praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God Almighty. Russell. Mitchell? Mitchell. Who's Mitchell? Hands clasp. I'm in the realms of heart tonight for some reason. Hands clasp. Would you ever be in a boat, brother?
Yes, sir.
Of your own?
Yes, sir.
CT-538?
Yes, sir.
One CT is the license of that boat.
Yes, sir.
Not only does God save you from heart trouble, He saves you from drowning. Hands clasped. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You have someone, Will, a brother?
Yeah, Willis.
Willis. My God. Who is Loreen Hayes?
I don't know him.
You know anyone by the name of Loreen Hayes?
No.
Yeah, we'll move on from one to another. Loreen, what is it? Hayes. Is Mitchell connected with you?
Right.
Is another Mitchell?
Right, I'm Mitchell.
You're Mitchell, but you're not connected?
That's my daughter.
But you're two Mitchells here, that's what I'm getting into. Hands clasped. That's your daughter. Let's go back to this brother, but you have the boat.
Yes.
After our hands clasped. You have a dog named Samson?
Yeah.
Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. I'm talking about the difficulty that gets around here, right around this chest. I'm going to stop it down in the abdomen. His heart, just as sure as the world, you'd have capsized. You like to fish.
Yes, sir.
You'd have capsized in that boat, I can see you, and you would have died if it hadn't met a messenger of God here tonight. Spirit of God. You have three sons and one daughter? Back to this other sister, Mitchell, here. And instead of being the strange irony about he's dead, but you've got James and Philip.
That's right.
They're not dead.
No.
This will save their lives.
Oh,
see,
okay.
Two Mitchells unrelated here, but the world is a small world.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Take each cloth, brother. You, rub the license of your boat just as extra protection and keep one of the cloth with you. And I want you to have a vial of that oil. Give it to her, because you'll do work with it.
Thank you.
After I tell you something else, instruction in my mind. It'll save all those loved ones' lives. Loreen Hayes and Philip and James.
Thank
good you
God.
Came to the house of God
thank
today.
God.
Praise His name.
Thank
Spirit
you.
Of God. It's good you came. Oh, you can't make me doubt Him. You can't make me doubt Him. I hear Davis, Belden, hands clasped. I wear these glasses that just shut out carnal attitudes, faces, and so forth. I just put them down so that I can let my eye be single and concentrate upon your need. He said, if your eye be single, then it'll be filled with light. Who is Lambert, sister?
My son.
Who's Willie B. Mayfield?
A neighbor of mine moved away to Oklahoma.
Well, that's been some time ago?
Yes.
You want me to tell you where he lives? Route 1, Box 47, Bristol.
That's right.
Ikarama Shandara Kayinama. Who is Brother Calhoun?
He's a friend of mine.
He's a friend?
Yes.
How close a friend?
I've been knowing him for years.
Fine, where is he? There.
Right there.
Good. You've not spoken of your connection? I'm going through her channel. I wasn't even aware of your presence. Keep standing here, brother. It's all right. You've not told anyone here you were connected. Is that correct?
No.
You haven't spoken to anyone else? You, brother, you haven't mentioned her to anyone? And she hasn't mentioned anyone to you? All right. You're sitting in different places. I'll have to give you something else now, too, to move further, because I work through your mind as a channel. Not as telepathy, because you weren't thinking about him. I'm going to bring two significant healings. Both your lives will be spared here today. Who's Falcon?
My neighbor.
Another neighbor, huh? You asked your neighbor and the neighbor in Oklahoma if he's ever had any contact with Jim Jones. You'll find out they haven't. You understand?
Yes.
Who's Sister Reed?
The neighbor.
Another neighbor?
Yes.
You'll find out she hasn't had anything either, any contact. Sister Jeffrey?
A friend.
Yeah, I'll get out of these neighbors after a while. Gail?
Gail, my daughter.
Wayne?
My son.
Maggie?
My neighbor.
Louise?
My neighbor. One's on the right and one's on the left.
Well, you ask them all, and you come back to our next meeting. Any time you're in a meeting, you find out they've never had any contact with me or anyone. So I'm wanting their healings. Each of them need to have a touch of my hand. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
It's very important. You've mentioned none of these people here today. Is that correct?
That's right.
Some of them were friends who were not your neighbors. Some were your neighbors. Some were your relatives. Each one of them must be in contact with me. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Sister, do you drink Borden's whole milk?
Yes.
Have you lost your husband?
Yes.
I mean, he died.
That's right.
He had some terrible difficulty in the chest and he began to choke.
That's right.
Turned blue. You never told anyone that. And he strangled to death.
That's right.
Strangely enough, sister, the agony of seeing that, you understand, the agony of going through that with your husband has affected your heart. And you've had some difficulties in here also.
That's right.
But now the Spirit's going to take care of it. Right now, this brother over here, I did not know you, and you can ask this sister, she never told a soul about you. I've got to lower your blood pressure, brother, for Wednesday. Or you'll have a stroke. Put your hand out now. Put your hand out to me now. You know the problem of your blood pressure now. In the name of Jesus Christ, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, I take care of it now in the name of Jesus. And I move with my hand anointed. Now I move over to you, sister, again in your chest. And I bathe it with the Christ mind. I bathe it with the oil salve of salvation. I anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. May the power of God reach you now and heal you to the uttermost. It's done. It's
Hallelujah.
Done. Both of you, it's
Hallelujah.
Done in the name of Jesus. Just rejoice. Felicia Mayberry, hands class. Let's build our faith here. You are unable to walk without your crutches. Your pregnancy, you're pregnant?
That's right.
You got pressure on your leg? No, your pregnancy on your leg cut off your circulation?
Yes.
Now you can't use one leg?
That's right.
From Fort Worth, Texas?
Yes, Lord.
Five nieces?
Yes, Lord.
Monica?
Yes. Ruth,
Marie? Dorothy, Maddie,
Hallelujah.
You're especially fond of Maddie.
Yes.
You helped raise her, you helped rear her for 3 years.
Yes, Lord.
But her mother wanted her back. She has a male dog, Calypso.
Right.
This dog's now in Texas,
yes.
Just outside of Fort Worth, 3 miles.
Right.
There's a painted blue wood doghouse. He's all brown except for three dots on his stomach. Oh, praise God. God knows. Now, dear one, your beloved Maddie has leukemia of the blood, but she's healed. This cloth will take care of her. The child at this moment, she's at the latter throes of death, but she shall not die. She'll put on that green polka dot slipper again that you love so, that you sent her for the birthday on December 16th, and she shall live.
Thank you, God.
God Almighty.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now you're visiting here from Texas just 2 days. The Spirit of God's here to meet your need.
inside your kitchen in Fort Worth, there's a cupboard in an antique china cup, with Dutch girl and a windmill on it that an auntie gave you that's gone. She's dead.
Yes, yes.
You have not yet had any children.
That's right.
You've lost three in pregnancy?
Yes.
But you're not going to lose this one.
Oh,
and that leg.
Yes.
There you go. And this one, though they said to you, the doctor said you would lose it, you shall not lose this one. And that leg that's crippled, it shall be healed if you believe. Now, if your hands are clasped, we'll take care of that leg.
Amen.
We'll take care of that leg. Just believe. Just believe right now. Believe. Come on, get the crutches away. Touching helps, but touching's not necessary. Come up, sister. Stand up.
She's standing.
Lay the crutches down behind her. Keep them behind her. Keep them behind her.
She is coming forward down the aisle now. She's having a difficult time.
You are going to be healed now. Come. Now. Come on. Come on.
Here she comes.
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 Walk.
She's coming forward.
Walk. Walk.
The crutch is being carried behind her. She is coming on her own power.
Wait.
No crutches.
That's not enough. Take my hand.
The hand.
In the name of Christ, take my hand. Now go running. Go. In the name of Christ.
She's running.
Go.
She's running.
Sister.
I want that leg straight.
I want that leg straight. Come on back here. I want you to walk straight with that leg. I want you to walk straight with the leg. Come on. Walk straight with that leg. I'm not satisfied with that leg. Come on. This is God's administration. Walk straight. Now, that's it. Walk straight. Now.
Comes again.
Running down the aisle.
Healed by Almighty God. All powerful, all loving. Spirit of the living God, heal her. And she runs around now. Here she is now, passing this point. Hands of praise, running.
Lydia Thomas, Arlington.
Yes.
On your wall, you have a calendar with a Jesus picture.
Yes.
With children in it.
Yes.
There's something you must do about that, the difference of your life.
Yes.
Now remember that. So one of the persons in the private revelation. I got five altogether, if that's right.
Okay.
All right. I know.
Uh-huh.
In your living room is a dark piano.
Yes.
With a lot of photos on the top.
Yes.
On the left is a photo of someone very dear to you.
That's right.
Where the sheet music sits.
That's right.
In your bedroom. Off this room. It's an older black sewing machine.
Uh-huh, that's right.
I've never been in your home at all. Is that correct?
That's correct.
There's a figure of a cat curled up at the other end of the coffee table.
That's right.
Do you have four children?
That's right.
From Texas?
That's right.
You have your boys, two of them in Texas?
That's right.
Two boys here in Los Angeles.
That's right. That's right.
You're a great-grandmother.
That's right.
You were also a midwife that helped people often when they didn't have any way of helping themselves.
That's right.
You were a midwife for 31 years.
That's right.
You helped deliver the children of all races.
That's right.
You never let anybody, whether they had money or not, hold you back.
That's right.
Your left hand's crippled.
That's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the thumb stiff, also there's trouble in your hip.
That's right.
And your side.
That's right.
You have some connection with a Dr. Clarence C. Woods?
That's right.
Yes, I know. You told this to no one here. Come down now. Your hand's going to be completely healed. I'm going to take all that crippling out of the hand. I've got to get a growth out of your body that's causing the difficulty in your back.
She's coming forward now.
Bring me your left hand.
The pastor has come to the front to take her hand. He takes her hand now lovingly in his. She opens and closes it. Amazed that it is now supple. It's now free.
It's got to go in your body.
She now goes with the nurse. She started to break into a run, started now to walk as the nurse takes her to the restroom area where the fulfillment of prophecy.
Sure do need him now. Sure do need him now. You ever needed your God before?
Bless you, darling.
The
bless
cancer's you. Returned. The cancer's still been gone, returned.
Still gone.
She kisses the hand of the prophet in gratitude. All in gratitude for the healing of her hand.
Pain's all gone. Thank God.
In gratitude for the healing of her hand, she kisses the hand of the prophet. As the nurse now comes down with her, bringing the cancer which was passed from her body, taken now to the congregation to inspect, to help build their faith in the delivering power of the love brought by this prophet of God.